WJTL, the latest from Need to Breathe, The Long Surrender. Hi, good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Good morning. Intern Jesse here with your weather report. Today, we're looking at clouds and rain, cooler with a high of 65, and tonight, cloudy, a low of 53. Friday, we're going to get some early rain, and then later in the day, it's going to get cloudy. It's going to be cooler again with a high of 58. Saturday, we're looking at clouds and rain with a high of 52, and Sunday, clouds and showers, a high of 63. And the temperature in Mannheim right now is 59 degrees.
Our very special guest today, Amanda Martinez, is with Right Foot Ranch. They're located in Lewisberry. Good morning again to you, Amanda.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Last time you told us a story about Harley, one of your rehabilitated horses. Do you have any other great stories you could share with us this morning about what God is doing through Right Foot Ranch?
Yes. So we do love to use rescued horses to rescue people. And we are all about smiles, hope, love, and healing. And healing is kind of our specialty. And so when someone steps into the arena with one of our horses, we work very hard to partner with the Holy Spirit and be obedient to what He would have as far as how our journey goes. And so I can share about Hannah. Hannah was one of our clients. She was, I believe, 7 years old when she drowned in her grandmother's pool. She had gone under and aspirated, and her heart had stopped beating, and she was taken to the hospital where she was declared to be a vegetable. And her parents did not believe that. They wanted them to pull the plug. They did not. They trusted in God and brought Hannah home in a reclining wheelchair. Her neck had to be strapped down. Her arms and legs had to be strapped down. And she was reclined at a 45-degree angle permanently. And so they brought Hannah to the ranch and said, would you put her on a horse? And we said, we would love to put her on a horse. And so obviously she was nonverbal, had really no control over any of her limbs. And so it took 6 of us to hold her on a horse, one person leading and the rest of us kind of around giving her instruction. And after a period of time, Hannah was able to dismount from the horse and with assistance walk out of the arena.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
So her parents wrote a book. It's called Into the Deep, and just a really incredible girl. She has graduated from high school now. She obviously still has some health problems, but she can walk in a stander. She is quite spunky, and we just love it.
Man, that is incredible. An amazing story. If folks want to find out more about what you're doing at Right Foot Ranch, they can visit you online.
They can visit us online. Our website is www.rightfootranch.org. And I know that the young people say Facebook is outdated. However, we are very active on our Facebook page, Right Foot Ranch, Inc.
And if they want to visit you in person, you're having a big event coming up on May 30th.
We are. We're having our Wild West Fest, which is our biggest fundraiser of the year. There will be shootouts. There will be Wild West reenactments. There will be vendors. I think we have almost 30 vendors. Children's events, face painting, horse rides. We have mini cows. Adventures with Taurus and Friends is bringing their herd of mini cows and goats for mini cow cuddling. Food trucks. It'll be a great time.
This sounds like an amazing day.
It will be an amazing day.
What time are you starting?
We start at 10 and it goes until 5 o'clock. Cowboy Church will be in the arena at noon, opened by our All Abilities performance team performing for Brianna from Building Bridges for Brianna. And we will be riding in her honor. She always wanted to ride a horse and never got the chance. And so we are riding for her that day.
Is there any cost involved for coming?
We have a recommended donation of $10 per adult, and then there are tickets that you can purchase for activities. However, there are a lot of free activities for the day as well.
Check it out online. It's coming up May the 30th. Rightfootranch.org is the place. And tell everybody where you're located too.
We are located at 120 Church Road, Lewisberry, and you'll see the red barn from the main road.
And I understand Fergus is your current favorite horse. Tell us about Fergus.
I hate to say that I have a favorite horse, but if I had to keep one, I would keep him. Fergus is just an amazing horse to begin with, but Fergus has an amazing rescue story. Fergus was actually rescued from the kill pen by someone with amazing intentions. She really didn't know how to handle him, and so she decided that teaching him a lesson would be the best way to go. So she starved him, and he was 350 pounds underweight when I met him. Oh my. And then the report is that she poured accelerant all over the lower half of his body and lit him. A friend reported that. She is still paying the consequences of that. And Fergus came to us. to be humanely euthanized. That didn't happen, and Fergus chose to push through and live and overcome and heal. And so he's an amazing coworker and therapist that helps people on the ranch today. He's mainly a liberty horse, which it just demonstrates the strength of the relationship versus ropes. So.
Wow. I just love the redemptive stories that you shared this morning. Thank you for coming and doing that.
Thank you.
Before we leave, one of your horses is named Super Chick because you love Super Chick.
I love the band Super Chick. I am a Super Chick nerd. Super Chick has always been my favorite band. Even back when I was got my first job and listened to WJTL on my drive to and from that little waitressing job. Super Chick is where I heard Super Chick on WJTL. And so,
I love that.
That's awesome.
Well, we're going to play Super Chick Hero for you. How's that sound?
Awesome. Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.